your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning and welcome again to The Warrior Within. With me again, my co-host Brandy Jackson, my friend and co-host Marty Gallagher. How is everybody this morning?
Good.
Good.
Well, it must be good because today we're talking about solutions, not just problems. And again, this is the part two of muscle aging. I want to recall briefly, very briefly, what we discussed last time. We discussed about complex of factors that cause muscle aging. But the point is that muscle aging can occur already in early age, much earlier than you read in PubMed. And the phenomena of muscle aging actually can occur very early on due to abuse, different kind of dietary and training abuse. However, the main reason for all aging phenomena, it has been established, is accumulative oxidative stress in the body. Accumulating levels of oxygen-free radicals that cause damaging effect on membrane lipids, on the mitochondria, not just structure, but also on the function, on the cell capacity and the muscle cell capacity to generate energy and function. Age-related muscle degradation involves loss of muscle protein, loss of muscle fiber, loss of neuromotors. That means loss of muscle neural wiring. And very importantly, remember that there's increased conversion of fast muscle fiber into slow muscle fiber and a loss of fast muscle fiber. We talk so many times about the different functions, biological function of slow and fast muscle fiber. But the most concern is the loss of type 2A. Type 2A muscle fiber is the most important human muscle fiber, because it is a precursor to what I call the super muscle fiber hybrids. There are muscle hybrids. There is no question about it. And as we age, we got more and more muscle hybrids. It's like muscle fiber that are in between different kind of classes that existed in young people. But the super muscle fiber, or the type 2A, have a unique capacity to be efficient in utilizing both fuel, both carb and fat fuel. The ability to utilize fuel, especially fat fuel, is the number one principle of your health. If your ability to utilize fat in the muscle is diminished, you are actually prone to suffer from many, many metabolic disorders, particularly blood sugar disorder, insulin-resistant diabetes, obesity, yes. Inability to utilize fat fuel can cause insulin resistance and obesity, hypertension, altogether syndrome X. Modern humans are prone to suffer from that, and many, many young people are already suffering from that. So the question is, what the solution? In this session, as before, I really dare you to call the show, not just ask question if you have an experience with this phenomena of muscle aging, and how did you get out of this? How do you resolve it? Please call, because we all want to hear your story. It is very interesting. But meanwhile, you consider whether to call or not, and I really like you to call. And I repeat again, both Marty and myself prefer that you should call, because it is virtually impossible to answer these tons of emails that you bombard me after that. I'm trying to do my best, and I'm sure that Marty too, right, Marty?
Oh, indeed, sir.
But it is very difficult. We got work to do. We got millions of things to do, and that's why the radio is here. If you have an argument with me, if you don't agree with anything that I say or we say, call. Let's have a conversation. I'm not hiding. And that relates to the form. Let me say something about the Warrior Diet form. I have to admit, I don't have enough time to interfere. But to my surprise, actually, it's actually becoming better. I see more and more educated people coming there. I think that in one of the last show, Marty, we make a remark that some people don't know how to read research. Well, I take it back. It wasn't meant personally. Yes, it did happen to me and to Marty that people simply don't know how to do research and bombarded me with questions. And sometimes I got a feeling that people accuse me that my sister is a whore and I don't even have a sister. Go and explain it. So,
I'm sorry I ever said that.
But the last post that I don't remember names because everybody appear in the code. I can tell you, go and visit the forum because there are discussions with people who are quite knowledgeable. It's an intellectual discussion. Sometimes it's getting off the board. I think it's becoming a very good form. And again, I dare people to call the show because I don't have the time to answer emails and interfere in the form all the time. I just don't have the time to do that. So,
Ori, let me just butt in here. Again, both Ori and I are professional writers. That's how we make part of our livings. The last thing we've got time, energy to do is to respond in writing in the lengthy fashion that these incredibly intricate emails. We don't have the time. You go to the trouble to write these well-crafted emails, but for us to respond to them would require that we basically write an article in response to your email.
That's very true.
So call us up and ask us, because you know what? We can respond to you inside 5 minutes what it would take us 50 minutes to write. So
with that being
phone.
Said, we do have a caller on the line.
Well, hopefully it's a good question.
Okay.
Not about Ori's sister.
Yeah, right. We've got Dan calling from California. Hi, Dan. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Ori or Marty?
I do, maybe for both of them. And first, I just got to say thank you to both you guys. This is more like a class than anything else, and I don't miss it.
Thank you.
Last week, you were talking about endurance, and at age, I'm the same age as you guys.
Ori's a lot older than me. I got the look, so we're...
If you're training aerobically, so you're staying below your lactate threshold or your anaerobic threshold, whatever you want to call it, is that going to be okay? Or if you do that all day, like say I go on a 100-mile bike ride, but I keep, you know, with the heart rate monitor, I know I'm keeping it 80% or less, am I going to be doing any damage there, Ori, or is that an okay threshold to stay at? How old am I? 56.
56, okay. And you have been training for many years?
Yeah, really all of my life, but okay. this last year has been...
What you describe right now is a very mild, it's not like intense exhaustive aerobic. It's kind of a mild aerobic, it's like a mild activity of walking around the block, or brisk walking, or doing gardening. That can never damage any human being. We have very well programmed, especially trained people, to utilize it. I'm actually, when we talk about exhaustive aerobic, we're talking about aerobic classes that push the body beyond the exercise threshold.
And usually involve high impact activity.
It's a higher impact where you huff and puff and sweat and you feel the lactic acid and you still push it because the machine show you that you need to burn more calories.
Uh-huh.
This exercise, especially on people, not always trained. The studies were done on people from 50 to 75, and it did show a serious damage on the muscle. However, in your case, because of steady training routine, I believe that your body does not belong to the category of elderly and does not show any serious sign of aging right now. The way you describe it, you're very well fit to do your activities. And here's the catch. If you don't exercise, okay, you will go down. Your muscle aging will accelerate beyond belief. Your stress level will increase. Everything will go down. In fact, when you don't exercise, the metabolic stress on the muscle even further increase. However, you need to know how to exercise. I still believe that short bout of intense exercise that gives your muscle not just the signal to sustain itself, but actually to improve are the best solution. So in your case, if this is something that you like to do, like long-distance biking, etc., mm-hmm. then keep doing it, but do incorporate instead maybe 2 or 3 days of short bout, intense, either progressive resistance or CFT, controlled fatigue training, where you combine strength and speed, maybe 15 to 30 minutes, to seriously counteract the aging effect. Let me explain the last thing, because I'm sure that Marty has something to say here. I mean, you can counteract by giving your body strong signals of hypertrophy. And if you don't do it, in fact, time will go against you. You understand?
I do understand. Okay. So then my question is, at age, can you train for the third way or the hybrid muscles?
Of course. It's never too late to train. There is a lot of research now which is done on brain plasticity and the capacity of the body to react and develop a progressive resistance, which is one of the best training to build muscle, have shown scientifically to build muscle in over 75-year-old people. The super muscle phenomenon, the super muscle hybrid, type 2A, basically can be built if you give it enough time, which is about 10 or 15 minutes a day, intense exercise that combines strength and speed. You'll get enough time to give your body the signal to generate fuel, both from fat and carb, convert it to energy under intense stress. It is better, especially for people who are aging, because this is the fiber that you're going to lose most, the fast fiber. So aerobic is good if you're trained. You know yourself better than anyone else. Don't do it obsessively, and incorporate
right.
also intense bouts, and I think you're going to win all over.
Sounds great.
There's also the question of nutrition, which we're going to talk very soon, and I'm sure that Marty has something to say about it too.
Indeed, I do, sir.
So we're going to do, I believe the break is coming soon.
We'll
continue after the break.
Yeah,
thank you, Dan.
You
appreciate it.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness. Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, let's continue, I mean, with the issue here of muscle aging. We had a caller before, yeah, and I'm sure that Marty has something to say. Brandy, what did you tell him? We have another caller on the phone?
Yeah, we've not only got another caller. Just to give out the number again, if you're interested in calling in, this is what the show is about. The number to call is 866-472-5791 or 866-472-5791. 5792. You want to bring your caller on now?
Before we put Mike on, I did actually have a thought on Dan, the last caller. He asked, is it possible to make gains for people over 50? It just so happens that I have I've got a 59-year-old guy and a 54-year-old guy that just started training within the last 10 weeks. One guy just finished his 10th week. The other guy just finished his 7th week with me. And these are guys that I train by phone. Interestingly enough, the first guy started with me, weighed 226, totally out of shape. The second guy started with me, weighed 206, ditto, out of shape. I'm actually constructing an article because both of them have lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 5 pounds of muscle in that time period. And it just goes to show that it's never too late to get started.
That's fantastic, Marty.
Well, it's typical. You get the same results for your folks. I mean, if you know what you're doing, and if actually the only thing I need to find is a motivated client, we know what works. I mean, it's as easy as falling off a log for you or I to get results from a motivated individual, regardless of their age.
Yeah, it is very interesting how older people can snap out suddenly and discover themselves, and how young people in many times let themselves fall down because of vanity or because of ignorance or innocence even, fall trap and actually age at a very young age. Some people can recover and some people don't. Anyway, let's take the call right now and see what it's about.
We have Mike from Las Vegas. Are you there, Mike?
Sure.
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show. You have a question for Ori or Marty?
Yeah, hey, this is Mike Mahler, Ori.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Very good. I thought I would call in. This, what you guys are talking about is actually one of my favorite subjects, something, as you know, that I research a great deal and have been for many years. But
okay.
I thought briefly I would just tell your readers, or listeners rather, what kind of results I have been getting recently, and also briefly my journey on to how I basically unlocked how to optimize my own hormones naturally. So I don't take any hormone replacement. I don't take any exotic herbs. Just right diet, right exercise, and a couple key minerals. But basically, before I go into the story real quick, where I'm at right now is my testosterone, my DHEA, my androstenedione, all are off the chain. They're all very, very high. In fact, my DHEA is about 3 times higher right now than it is normally. My testosterone is at it. Would be, my testosterone where it is right now is where a healthy 18-year-old would be at. I'm 35 right now.
That's wonderful.
But what's interesting is that I went through serious andropause symptoms when I was 28. So this is not something where I've just maintained good results for many years. I've actually recovered from really bad hormone decline. And what happened is I went through some serious stressors when I was 28. The first was my face got severely sunburned, and I lost pigmentation on the lower right side of my face. So basically it was a disfigurement, and that caused a lot of emotional distress to adapt to that. So that was one big stress. An even bigger stress was the stress in my personal life. You know, if you marry the wrong woman, then you're in big trouble. So that one was a real big stress there. Fortunately, I'm with a great woman now. But anyway, the combination of those two were bad enough. The third is I had serious financial distress because I was just getting into a new business, moved out to Los Angeles. So all of this culminated in me developing a severe case of pneumonia where one of my lungs got completely filled up with bacteria, so it was completely deactivated. And then my second lung was nearly filled with bacteria, where I literally had 40 liters of bacterial fluid pulled out of my back. I had to stick a tube in my back and pull the stuff out. This is the end result of just overwhelming stress. And the mistake I made, which is what a lot of hardcore training athletes make as well, is that you basically try to work out all of your problems through intense training. So in other words, instead of dealing with the root causes of things, you focus on what you're good at, which in my case was just keep working out hard no matter what, even if you have adrenal failure, even if you have high cortisol, that's okay. Just keep working out because that's the one area of your life right now that you have control over. So I made the mistake of just digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper until I had a severe case of pneumonia. So all of these different stresses, emotional, physical, they really take a huge toll on you to the point where you can put yourself in a very, very accelerated aging state, as I did back then. And what I found through a lot of my clients, I work with a lot of people online like you guys, is that there are a lot of people my age and younger, I'm talking 19, 20, 21, that already have symptoms of andropause. I mean, it's very scary. You had a listener call in last week, nice guy in his 30s, who says that people are so shocked that he's in good shape in his 30s. And, I mean, that's great that he's in good shape, but it's also ridiculous that we have such low standards of ourselves that if someone's in shape in their 30s, you're an anomaly now.
Yeah, I think just to correct it, I think that he meant that people knew him before and then saw him after, and they were stunned with the difference.
Well, I believe his feedback, not to contradict
right.
He was. You don't look like a guy in your 30s. And the underlying message that I took from that is that people in their 30s, on average, are not in good shape, which is an accurate assessment.
That's a very good point, actually. That's a very good point. Why are we constantly giving people...
Yeah, our standards are so low now that we expect to rapidly decline once we're in our 30s. And you're in better shape than people in their 20s in fraternities drinking kegs and having a good time.
That's a very interesting philosophical point. Do we get used to a softer society so our standard is constantly shattered down? We expect people to be soft all the time as a normal, and anyone who looks different is a phenomenon? What's your opinion about it, Marty?
My opinion is that next April I'll be 59, and I'm going to my class reunion, and I'm going to laugh.
It's because they're going to see a reborn Charles Bronson next to them?
No, they're going to see Bronson that never left.
Okay. Yes.
And Mike's right. It's a shame that guys in their 30s are out of shape, but if he thinks it's bad in his 30s, wait till he gets to his 50s.
Oh, yes. Mike, so...
Well, that's why I made a point of correcting all this stuff now, because it's not going to get better as you get older. It's going to get worse. So if your hormones are in a rapid decline in your early 20s, imagine where you're going to be at when you're in your 50s if you don't do something about it.
And tell me, and I know because I experienced it with a few of my clients, total loss of testosterone. I mean, absolutely impotent, loss of vigor, obesity, and it's coming with a package, bad package of other problem, blood sugar problem, blood pressure problem, hypertension, and always problem with losing weight. Always either overweight, extremely overweight, or obese. I mean, and people in 2 to 3 years change themselves physically so much that those who didn't see them for a few years will not be able to recognize them. I got one client right now that is unrecognizable how he changed himself. And also, the change is mental. But let's come back to you, Mike. What was the point that you realized that you need to do something?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Once a man's sex drive goes down the drain, the whole world might as well blow up because you're not going to be happy at all. I mean, basically, being a happy person and having no sex drive, that's a contradiction in terms for any man who recognizes that he's a man. So when your sex drive goes down the drain, that's the first red flag that you may have serious health consequences coming up. So that was the first thing that hit me. I mean, I was 28 and my sex drive went down the drain, and I'm sitting there thinking, 28, come on. Just a couple of years ago, I was doing fine. Now, part of this was dealing with the serious sunburn. Anyone who's met me knows that I have lack of pigmentation on one side of my face from getting burned severely. But that was the first thing that got me going down that road. Now, I made the mistake of looking at how to optimize testosterone. Men always want to know, how do you optimize testosterone? And they miss the big picture. We're not just one hormone. We have a lot of hormones that need to be optimized. Insulin, DHEA, pregnenolone. We have a very sophisticated internal system. And if you just try to optimize one without optimizing all the others, it's not going to work. Like, for example, I have clients who take testosterone replacements, cream, shots, and so forth. These guys also have very high insulin levels. As a result, their receptors are not even picking up on any of the testosterone they're taking in. They're not even noticing any benefits. Even though their blood levels show their testosterone is high, they're not experiencing any increase in sex drive or sex function. So the big mistake that I think a lot of people make, including myself when I first got into this, is you start going into panic mode. You're like, okay, I don't have a sex drive. That means my testosterone levels must be zero. So how do I optimize that? Let me start looking through the muscle magazines, and I'll buy some worthless products with the illusory hope that maybe they do something. When in reality, what you have to do is optimize all your hormones, which is one thing that's so great about your diet, is that your diet, one of the biggest benefits of your diet, Ori, is that it increases insulin sensitivity. Once you get insulin optimized, it's not too hard to optimize a lot of other things after that. But if insulin is jacked, then you can forget about growth hormone and DHEA and all that other good stuff being in optimal ranges.
It is very true. The first step that you've got to do to prevent even aging is make sure that insulin sensitivity is such a critical hormone. Insulin and thyroid, two amazingly critical hormones that interfere with virtually every action of other hormones, and without them, there is no way you can sustain health. So,
got to detoxify.
Not just detoxify, actually give your body the break from frequent carb meals or high glycemic meals that can shatter the insulin. The second thing, and you're right about it, Mike, cortisol. Chronic elevation of cortisol is a kiss of death to your insulin. If you don't find a way to reduce cortisol, it's okay when cortisol spike temporarily. Acute cortisol elevation, there's nothing wrong. We talk about it actually beneficial. However, chronic elevation of cortisol will antagonize insulin completely and actually antagonize or shatter the positive benefits, the anabolic benefits on insulin, while actually promoting fat gain and other disorder. We can continue. Mike, you want to stay on the line?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Thanks.
We can continue after the first break because we want to hear how did you snap out of this. This is very important. So we'll continue after this break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Hey, Mike, are you still on the line? Okay, can you tell us how did you snap out of it? What exactly did you do? You stabilized your insulin by starting to follow the Warrior diet? Is this how you started?
Well, my diet's always been pretty good. So I think what makes my story possibly more interesting to your listeners is the fact that I've always been a very healthy individual in terms of, not always, but since I was 18, in terms of what I eat and working out and so forth. I honestly feel that in my case, what drove me into andropause state in such an aggressive manner was the emotional stress. And it wasn't just the face getting burned. I had total recall of some serious emotional trauma that happened to me when I was a child. So those were additional emotions that I had to deal with. I think it was a culmination of all the different stresses and my inability to manage those. One thing I'm good at now is managing stress through meditation and other forms of relaxation. Restoration is very important. At that time, I was a very go person to the point where I burned out all of my hormones and had to rely on probably adrenals as my backup. And once I burned through those, it was a real crash and burn. But basically, where I got to where I'm at right now is it's a multi-pronged approach. One is dealing with emotional issues. If you don't have emotional issues dealt with, you can forget about optimizing hormones. I don't have any scientific journal to base this on, but it just makes perfect sense in my mind. Emotional trauma is extremely stressful, and most people walk around as time bombs with emotional trauma that they've never dealt with. Some people may not even be aware of it because they've blocked it out so badly. But with regards to diet, I'm a strict vegan, as you know. Some of your readers and listeners may not know that, but so I don't eat any meat or any animal products and so forth. So I have to make sure that I get a good amount of fat so I have the necessary cholesterol for hormone production from the very top. So I take a good amount of coconut milk, coconut oil, eat a lot of nuts and seeds and so forth. I do very well on fat fuel. I've always done well on fat fuel, but after reading your book, The Anti-Estrogenic Diet, I emphasize that even more because I find that I do very, very well on good sources of fat.
Did you feel the difference when you shifted to fat fuel methodically?
Yeah, you know, years ago, I noticed that my best pre-workout meal is a peanut butter sandwich. And it wasn't anything special about a peanut butter sandwich beyond the fact that it's a good balance of protein, fat, and carbs. But now what I do is more just lots of nuts and seeds without any grains or fruits combined at the same time and so forth. And then what I find works really well is a protein shake with coconut milk as the base. I take that maybe about 2 hours before a workout. And you get a lot of MCT oils, you get a lot of good saturated fat, you get a lot of good fat in general. I mean, that'll power me through. That'll power me through a lot of sprinting, a lot of running, a lot of Muay Thai, whatever I'm doing. I know it's a great, great steady energy boost from all that. So that's one thing that I think people need to determine, as you emphasize so much, is what is the ideal fuel source for you? Is it high-quality carbohydrates? Is it fat? Is it maybe a combination of the both? But I think most of us are geared towards one or the other, and for myself, I do very, very well on fat fuel. I would literally die away if I did a low-fat diet for a week or even less. So one thing I made sure to do is have my macronutrient profiles locked in, make sure my insulin is sensitive by under-eating during the day, having good meals in the evening after training. And then beyond that, I also, what was the next thing I wanted to say? You want to jump in with anything while I think about that?
First of all, it's interesting because I've been attacked. I want to make it clear. I've been attacked on my form by people who are knowledgeable, actually, about recommending people not to eat meat because I'm myself not a meat eater. Let's put the record straight. First of all, in the way that I did not ask people not to eat meat. I just said, I'm going to put you the fact the way they are. I personally don't eat meat. But one of the reasons is humane reason. And there are a few other reasons beside, we talked about racemization, the conversion of L protein to D protein. which is has the high rate in meat and a high undetected rate of the protein. However, I did explain it, but I did not tell people not to eat meat because I know that many of the way that follow, including people, members of my family, eat meat. What I'm interested in the story of Mike, of your story, is that I know you, Mike, and you're very muscular and very athletic. I mean, I didn't know you, I didn't see you during the crisis, obviously. And Mike built massive amount of muscle mass on a vegan diet, not when he was on a meat diet. So that's, there's emotional connection of people to eating meat. And again, I'm not asking you not to eat meat. I just want you to know the fact, especially when you make the choices. And in this case, I don't know exactly what make you follow a vegan diet, Mike, and how long have you been following a vegan diet?
I've been following a strict vegan diet, and to be perfectly honest, somewhat on and off. In other words, I have incorporated dairy back in through various times as an experimentation, but during the last several years, basically 99% vegan diet, and I went down that path when I was 21, so I mean over 14 years now.
Yes. Okay, and that's a substantial amount of time on a meatless diet.
Can I ask a question? I mean, what about fish, Ori? How does that play into this?
Well, I eat fish. I don't think Mike is eating fish.
No, and just real quick, I'm like Ori. I don't try to convert any of my clients into a vegan diet. It's something that I do as part of my personal belief system. If someone wants to go down it, I help them. But it's not necessarily something that I encourage or that I tell people they have to do to get results like I have. I mean, you can be very healthy and eat meat, a lot of meat. My great-grandmother lived until she was 102, and all she ate was meat on the farm out there.
Correct.
So it's more of a personal belief system in my case.
Yeah, it's a lot to do with belief, but there is a science, and there is a lot of science. First of all, statistically, meat eaters today, not before, today, have shown much higher rate of mortality and vulnerability to disease, okay, especially cardiovascular disease and cancer also. And the reason is that meat today is not what it used to be, and also the way they prepare and store meat is totally different. Furthermore, the mass murder of cows, I'm serious, I repeat again, the mass slaughtering of cows forced the poor animals, which are quite intelligent, cows and pigs, to stand on the line, know that they're going to die to die. The level of stress is so high, they produce toxic material beside cortisol. They produce a toxic byproduct of adrenal breakdown. It's called adrenochrome, which is highly toxic to the nerves, to the brain, and the muscle. So now, when you eat an animal, beside the degradation of the protein, you also consume stress byproduct and adrenal breakdown byproduct, which extremely damage your body. And that's beside the fact that much of the meat that we eat is not natural, and it's not from grass-fed animals, so the fat composition is totally degraded.
And out here in the country, Roy, I only eat cows that are killed by lethal injection.
Lethal injection.
Joke.
Okay. That sounds better than what I describe right now.
Yeah.
But the point is, on the top of all this, we have growth hormone, natural antibiotics, and estrogen, synthetic estrogen, which has been injected to the poor animals to marble the meat and make them more fat. So altogether, my opinion, eating meat today is dangerous and very risky. So at least if you eat meat, spend more money, eat less frequency. If your budget limited, eat less frequently, but buy organic meat or natural meat from grass-fed cow, ideally cows that are humanely treated, which are grass-fed, that means openly grazed and not caged all the time. Quite honestly, be aware of that. And the same with any other meat. As for pork, let me tell you something about pork. I don't know if you're aware of that, Mike, but pork and the multi pork have three times more estrogen, naturally occurring estrogen, even on the muscle of the male than a female lactating cow female. Three times more estrogen. Pork is extremely estrogenic. And eating bacon is like injecting estrogen to the body. And for those who are sensitive to estrogen, they should be careful. Okay? The pork today that you eat mostly comes not from regular pig, but from pigs who are overfed. And again, very intelligent animal, very intelligent animal that knows when he or she about to be slaughtered. And you really consume something which could be extremely toxic and dangerous to your body. Let's sum it up. I know I'm going to be bombarded again with nasty emails, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you the truth. Meat today, even though you're emotionally attached to this, could be risky. Make your right choices. If you have any problem with what I'm saying here, and Mike is also on the phone and Marty right now, if you have any question, call now. If you have an argument, call now, because I'm ready to discuss it with you and even argue.
Yeah, and real quick, what I try to do is show people, most people, the stereotypical image of a vegan that comes to mind for most people is someone smoking a joint and drinking carrot juice on Venice Beach and weighs about 90 pounds. So basically what I try to do is dispel that myth and go, look, if you do it correctly, as I have done and continue to do, you don't have to give up results. I mean, somehow people feel that if they switch over to the diet, they're actually going to lose muscle mass and they're going to get weak and so forth. And done correctly, and if you do it gradually and systematically, you can make a smooth transition and you can thrive on it, not just survive on it.
Thank you. This is great. That's great information. In my opinion, and that's my opinion, if you can and if you're not sensitive to dairy, there's nothing that can match lacto-vegetarian. Unlike milk, the stats about eating dairy is very positive. It has shown positive relation in stabilizing insulin. It shows, statistically at least, positive correlation with longevity and even protection if the dairy choices are good, because maybe the CLA and other immunosupportive globulins in the dairy.
And let me just say one thing. It's funny that you bring up, you know, dairy, because we did have a question come in from a caller that couldn't wait, and they wanted to know, what was your response to the insulin index of whole milk?
My response to the insulin index of whole milk, that it's close to zero. Lactose have minimum impact on raising insulin. It's the lowest glycemic sugar. Lactose is made from galactose, okay? And galactose is the essential sugar that we must get in our body, and especially infants, for the brain development, we must have galactose. We'll continue after this break. Mike, thank you so much, man. You want to say something about how to reach you?
Yeah, sure. People can reach me at my website, mikemahler.com. And the final thing I wanted to say is that magnesium is a very important mineral for hormone optimization. That was one of the other key ingredients that I made sure to optimize to get everything else in line.
We'll talk about it maybe in the next show.
Yeah, sure. I need some.
Beautiful. Mike, thank you very much. And we'll continue after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, I think I answered the first question, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the second question?
Okay, hold on. I got to go back and find him. This caller just called in and asked a lot of questions. Okay, in your response to the insulin index of whole milk, is this why it's not included in the paleo diet?
Well, I cannot speak on behalf of the paleo diet, but there are some people from the paleo, I do believe, that come to our form, to our website, and ask questions. And for what I assume, and please don't catch me on that, the paleo diet believes that human, actually, adult human, were not eating milk or any dairy early on in the human evolution, and therefore they don't put dairy. In fact, again and again I hear, look at the other mammals, multi, dogs, canes, wolves, they don't eat milk, they don't eat dairy, so this is, we are the only species that eat dairy and it's bad for us. Let me put the record straight. If there's any food that's scientifically proven to be not species-specific, I repeat, not species-specific, it's dairy. And human can suck the milk of a tiger or a horse or like in, you know, the legendary Romulus and Remus who sucked the teats of a she-wolf, the people who created Rome. It's a mythology based on facts. Colostrum and dairy are not species-specific and has been used by humans since Bible time and may, most likely before that. Humans were not stupid. They already created weapons. They were efficient hunters. And most likely, they understood that when they see an animal breastfeeding cubs, that the milk of the animal could be nourishing. So I cannot have evidence, nobody have the evidence, but the fact is that dairy have proven again and again, good dairy, good organic dairy, which is derived from free animals, okay, grass-fed animals, have shown to be extremely beneficial. So I disagree with the paleo diet. Dairy have been introduced to humans way, way before agriculture, and we have every capacity to utilize it, and other mammals as well. I got many animals here, and Marty too. And Marty, do you have any healthy animals who doesn't like to eat, to drink good milk, quite honestly?
No.
If you give an adult animal the ability or introduce them to dairy, they will drink it or eat it, quite honestly. Cats eat cheese. Dogs eat cheese and drink milk, and there is nothing wrong. There is no study that show that if you give a cat the milk, the cat will die. Quite honestly, quite the opposite. So I do not agree with this. The arguments against dairy again become emotional. I got angry emails telling me dairy is rich in growth factors that cause cancer. Where do you got this? Where do you got this speculation that growth factors in dairy cause cancer? In fact, let me tell you, all of you guys, dairy is rich in IGF-1 and immunosupported globulin and lactoferrin, which all of them do do exist in human mother milk, and the IGF-1, hey, we shall may have to continue next time with the same subject, Marty, but IGF-1 have been correlated positively with human longevity. The more IGF-1, circulating IGF-1 we have, the longer we live, the better we do. And the low level of IGF-1 have been correlated by researchers with high mortality, accelerated aging. So if anything, good dairy, if you can tolerate it, have an anti-aging effect. When we designed the Warrior Milkshake, Marty, that we use, it was perfectly designed to give you all this beneficial because we didn't come to all the solution, and I appreciate this is a subject that needs a lot because it does correlate to our life, to our ability to generate energy, to keep muscularity. But one of the best food for the muscle is whey protein from grass-fed cow, which are not hormonal treated.
So we're talking about organic milk. I mean, that's the big difference, and I think, Ori, that's
there's a huge difference
with milk, is that, you know, you're seeing studies based on, you know, mass-produced milk opposed to the more, you know, obviously the organic, and there's definitely a difference in the quality and the benefits.
The composition of the dairy of grass-fed cows, which are not hormonal treated, is very, very different from the composition of conventional dairy. But the whey protein has the best amino score and peptide score, muscle-building peptide score. It has great levels of glutamic acid or glutamine, naturally occurring branched-chain amino acid, glucomacropeptides that promote immunity, lactoferrin, which is still the miracle cure in the future. I mean, there is a lot of research to show the beneficial immune-supporting antibacterial, antiviral effect, anti-cancer effect of lactoferrin, all of which are part of the whey microfracture that you do get from grass-fed cow's whey, which is the whey that we provide now our followers. It's very difficult to find it. Most of the whey are not from grass-fed. And in our warrior milk that contain also stabilize rice germ to provide you all the naturally occurring vitamins that support the anti-aging in muscle, especially vitamin A and E. We will talk about it also on the next show because we didn't reach this point. But I hope that I answered the second question. Yes, dairy is primal.
Well, let me jump
yes.
in. If you want to, if you really want to amp it up to the next level, particularly you listeners out there who weight train intense enough to trigger endorphins, take the Warrior Milk. We have, I live in rural Pennsylvania, we have dairies. So we have whole milk from grass-fed cows. We mix Ori's Warrior Milk with dairy milk for our post-workout recovery shake, and it is the most addictive, tasting, and effective post-workout recovery meal that you could possibly create.
Thank you, Marty. I really appreciate it. So as for the question with the paleo, great vision to the paleo, but that's what I understand what they mean, that milk is not was not introduced to humans early on, not the way that we do today. I do believe that dairy is positive. I disagree with this. I think it's a primal food, extremely beneficial, provided that you did not develop sensitivity to dairy. You're going to do well, and you also want to cycle things like anything else because dairy sometimes do promote inflammatory processes, you know, congestion. So you want to make sure that you're not overreacting to it. I use dairy all my life, never had a problem, and the more I use it, the more I benefit from that. Just make the right choice. What's the third question, Brandy?
You know, Ori, we've got less than 2 minutes before the end of the show, but there was one final question, and it was, by utilizing high-intensity training and doing steady cardio afterwards, can you burn more fat that way?
Well, when you exercise, you burn fat, but there could be a counteractive effect of the cardio that you do after intense training by actually overtraining, robbing your ability to generate energy, exhausting your adrenal. So if you do it chronically, you may counteract it, but only you know the truth. What do you mean steady cardio for what? Another 10 minutes? It's a cool down. That's fine. If you do another 2 hours, I think you're going to destroy the achievement that you did with the intense training. What's your opinion, Marty?
Well, again, it so much depends on the condition of the individual. So, you know, it's sort of up in the air with me.
That's an open-ended question. In other words, you need more information.
Yes. I want to thank you very much. I want also to remind you that Marty Gallagher's book, The Purposefully Primitive, is available now at dragondoor.com.
Actually, at purposefulprimitive.com.
Purposefullyprimitive.com.
Purposeful primitive.
You want to spell it, Marty?
No, let it go. Purposefullyprimitive.com, folks. Check it out.
That sounds good. And for more information, go to thewarrior.com. If you want to check about our organic whey from grass-fed cow and the organic warrior meal, go to warriordiet.com. Thank you very much. See you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.